for my offering.
Hello?
Hello, Mama. This is my arrangement I made. Yesterday I talked to Amber. She's the stables person here and on camp. There are horses available for riding. They're $40 an hour. I have reserved two horses for riding tomorrow. Therefore, that would be $80. That's only $5 more than what I had budgeted for what was original. Okay, I'm going to pay the horses, but I know the man's not going to show up at 3 p.m. tomorrow. When he's not going to show up, there's going to be a picture taken of me on a horse and an empty horse, and this is going to carry forward that I made every single attempt at the possibility of reconciliation, of not an appeal, Mama. An appeal assumes in court that the evidence is accurate and you have new evidence. Here's the appeal evidence. That is not an appeal here. I have an address I wrote last night. Believe it or not, I wrote last night. Hashtag, sir, demand for attention is the title of my address to him. It's not an appeal. He has the nerve to tell you that he has not received an appeal. He insults my intelligence rather than incorporates my intelligence of something better. So I made the horse arrangement with Amber and for 3 p.m. I told her, well, I'll maybe want to ride the horse myself. She said to me, she immediately responded to me, that I can have the picture taken without paying for anything. She's aware of my story. It takes less than a half an hour to get somebody to listen to me with my story and really attentive to this matter. I did that yesterday. She's now carrying on today. She just got to work about an hour ago, and there was a whole pack of horses that she had put onto ridership. And I said, well, that's a good one. That will work. So I have 3 p.m. tomorrow, a horse ride. But I know he won't show up. But you can relay another message to him to show up for the horse ride, because that's what is here. It is not an appeal. It is a matter of a demand for attention. And your son is demanding his attention for an offering of a horse ride at his own expense, that you are not going to be a man, you're going to be a coward. So you can call him a coward after the fact, or I will call him a coward that he didn't show up. Okay?
Well, it's too late to call him today.
No, it's not. You call the number. I've waited till after hours. Call the number, Mama. The pound key to access the directory. It says one for first name or two for last name. Put two for last name and then put VI, which is on the phone. It's 8. It's 8 and 6, I think. VI.
Yeah.
And then pound. And then it will say 1 for Daryl Vigil, and you press it 1. And then it goes to his box, and it rings his number on his desk. He's not there. It's going to go to voicemail. It makes it, you're going to leave a voicemail. So I left him a voicemail already. It's on a sound recording. That my voicemail that I impressed him is on a sound recording that's going to get transferred into his folder here in a minute. And then also this recording to my mother. She can do the same thing. And anybody in the world can do the same thing by following the directions on this. But he won't show up. I guarantee you he will not show up.
Where is it, honey?
The park. The park is in Jefferson County. It's the Bear Creek Lake Park Campground. It's also titled the Indian Paintbrush Camp. It's titled both. And it's the stables here with horses.
The stables at Bear Creek Park.
Yeah, Bear Creek Lake Park.
All right.
I have the address if you want it. It's 15600.
Wait a minute, I didn't have...
Okay, that's fine. It's in Lakewood.
I've run out of paper.
It's in Lakewood, the town I used to live in. With Shane.
Oh, I've run out of paper.
Mama, it's not hard. The address is not necessary. He can look it up himself. But it's in Lakewood.
Bear Creek. Stables at Bear Creek Park.
Yeah, it's in the city or in the city zoning of the park system in Lakewood. So the website is lakewood.org. It is Lakewood, Mama. It's the same place I lived before I went to Denver.
It's okay. In Lakewood, which is what county did you say?
Jefferson County.
Jefferson County.
Their service area is Jefferson County, too. They have Jefferson County because I was being serviced from my Lakewood address that I lived in. I'm calling themselves that this is their service area. I'm not out of the service area, so therefore he has to come and see me. But he won't. He'll be a coward. I know he will be. not see the truth. From the perspective, without all the conspirators there, I should have a free understanding of free roam, of telling him the story of the situation with no witnesses to divert me. I was trying to tell him the story with Tracy Scott outside of their office, and Tracy Scott kept trying to invoke, you're trespassing, and trying to move me on, and I'm trying to talk to the man in lieu of, you know, that there's a story behind this, and Tracy Scott kept trying to push me out of my conversation. I cannot have a conversation with anybody that has an agenda to push me into the gutter and not carry a story of truth. This is what the problem is. There is a conspirator. Conspirators are involved in hiding the story of the truth. For whatever agenda, I don't really know what the hidden part of this is, except for there is an apparent a conspiracy that now from Chesney Kleinjohn reaches out into my case management company. I already know the other case management company was already a conspirator. So this is a local HIV community issue, not an individual client issue that the client is on their own to take care of, which is what they tried to do. So it's case management to take care of this, and they never did. So therefore, I know that this was a conspiracy set forth against me from the local HIV community against a citizen of a person here, James Martin Driscoll, whose client number is 12153, and I was a client long before I was in Lakewood. I came to Aurora, and I was in Aurora Service Center area, and that's also serviced by CAP. They're too big for their britches. They need to be broken up and broken down into smaller service providers that's addressed in those documents I was telling you about of case management, that they say, well, let's provide more choices for customers or clients. That was one of the options in those documents. This is, they're too big for their britches. Let's call it that. Let's call it at that level, just association. Okay, it's more than that, but that's the lowest level of passable judgment. They're too big for their britches. And they're not that big. This company, services more clients or not less clients. I'm not sure. But the service agent, our service area for Oakland had more population. So there were more clients. And this service agency has twice as much of client case managers than Oakland did. Oakland had one case manager for all of us. But something's wrong in this equation. Now, I don't mind more case managers, that's fine. But there was only one case manager at the center. Her name was Ann. And there was two case managers and three over at AIDS Project East Bay. So about four case managers for the entire Oakland area. But then again, that was only by county. It's county by county, it wasn't the entire service area like it is Denver. Denver is a regional area. It's different. It's broken out differently. In Oakland, there's an actual water barrier, the bay, that breaks it up by county there. And in the county administration, there's an office for the administration of AIDS, and I was communicating there. I don't know what's above here. It would have to be a state agency, because county by county, this is not controlled county by county. This would have to be controlled by state. This is the only thing above this man that I've asked to come out here, is the government above him. There's no other authority above him. This is the man in charge. So I'm doing, without involving the government, to the best I can do. But if I do not have this man's attention, which I don't think I will, he will be disserving the entire population in which he's already disservicing anyway. But in the course, I told Amber, we're going to have a cure for AIDS probably coming up in the next 5 years. He has to do this anyway in a transition, that we have to create vocation opportunities for our population. The fact is, here's a vocation. Do you want to start a case management service company and put it over here as a regional site? Because that is a possibility, but just vocation in general, the choices here are, it's a monopoly. It's a monopoly, and it's been abused, and I know it. And it has a conspiracy element that is conflict of interest case management. That's the term they use in these dialogues. There's a conflict of interest involved in the way it's set up. And the government, the federal government, has issued documents to the case management of a particular set of case management as an inception of an idea which is called person-centered case management. Conflict-free case management, Mama, it's called. It's involving a dialogue of discussion. And for my attempts at all of this, I get an eviction. Well, first, I get a hate and harassment campaign. I get my car stolen. I get all of this nonsense. I then get my eviction. And now I have on record my suspension of my case management, where they don't have even the gall to send it as priority. I was so abusive, Mama, that they didn't send it a priority signed when it was issued. They waited until I come all the way back, so I'm back in Denver, to then deliver it unsigned. What a crock of shit that they issued this document on the 6th, and they didn't issue it and execute it on the 6th. It's a fucking bullshit document. It's an instrument of hate. And again, they represent the faction of hate, and I represent the factions of peace, and they want to carry on the faction of hate against me individually, and this will never stop. I'll go anywhere in the United States, and I'll have the same problem unless I involve this case management conflict of interest diagram. There are documents on, or not, there are videos on YouTube in support of these new changes in the government's directives. This is important for Mr. Vigil to know that I know these too, and I'm implying that the whole case management system needs to be adjusted because it's the right thing to do. And if he doesn't understand that, then he wants to go on his merry way after the ride. He can go on his merry way. But therefore, he knows I was here and he was here. But he won't even show up. Because that makes him admit that he has to admit to himself and to the office that there's a conspiracy against James. And that's because I want a promise that stopped. And my housing restored. And the whole variety of parameters that shifts the blame to his agency and not me. And when he knows that I want that, he's going to have a bunch of people coming up probably for the same reason. I don't know. I can't speak for the population. But I'm sure this has been done to other people. And this is a hate-based agenda of great concern that everybody in the media should know about. And I'm willing to go on an interview spree across the nation and find where the case management has actually converted to this before I go to another dysfunctional conflict of interest case management system. And that's what they call it. That's the literal term that they call it in these documents of videos. Documents of videos. That's it. This recording is terminated because I don't want to make it too long, so I have to record it. So if you want to talk about anything?
No, honey. I can't think of anything.
Okay, then I'm going to drop the call to make it short, and if you want to call and talk. I also have low battery. So I'll talk to you later. I love you.
I love you too, honey.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.